Hello and welcome to the Black Country Talking News. It's Wednesday the 19th of February. Today in the studio we have myself, Chris, Ian, Valerie, Craig and Angela with Pav as our sound engineer. Now over to Valerie.
Here is the news for Wolverhampton. Watercolours collected by Queen Victoria and Prince Albert are set to be displayed in Wolverhampton next month. More than 70 works from the Royal Collection will be shown in the city's art gallery, with some displayed for the first time. The exhibition, Victoria and Albert, Our Lives in Watercolour, has been put together to mark the 200th anniversary of Queen Victoria's birth. It will run from March the 7th to May the 31st. An electricity box fire led police and firefighters to a cannabis farm in Wolverhampton. More than 150 plants were found growing under lights in a house in Leslie Road, Park Village. Police said no one was present at the address and inquiries are continuing. A 23-year-old Bilston woman has won a £500,000 farmhouse in a raffle. Gemma Nicklin will be handed the keys to Shrewsbury Farmhouse in Longnor near Shrewsbury after her £2 entry was chosen at random. Gemma, an admin assistant at charity Ring and Ride, still lives with her parents. Wolverhampton Council leader Ian Brookfield said it was probably cheaper to visit Disneyland Paris than the Tower's outdoor education centre, as he defended plans to close it. Councillor Brookfield made the claim as he called the council-owned centre and Betsy Coed too expensive for youngsters to lose. Investigations reveal the centre would need £600,000 of work to meet health and safety rules, and a further £1.1 million would be needed to refurbish and modernise the centre. Councillor Brookfield also pledged to make sure everyone who had booked the facility, if it closes, would be helped to get away at no extra cost. That's the end of the news in Dudley. I'll hand you over to Ian now.
Here's the news for Dudley. Police are examining CCTV after a Stourbridge cafe was covered in abusive graffiti. Buddy's Cafe in Victoria Passage was attacked in an overnight raid and sprayed with offensive and mostly misspelt words. A special school has received so much praise in recent years, the government wants to use its success as a blueprint for other institutions. The Briar in King's Wynford has been rated outstanding on four successive occasions by Ofsted. The school, which caters for 154 children, aged 4 to 19, has also been named an Inclusion Quality Mark Centre of Excellence and obtained a Wellbeing Award. Proud headteacher David Stanton has been asked to write a document for the government which will be used to inspire more schools to follow the Briars' lead. Tributes have been paid to a legendary Black Country karate instructor who has died at the age of 70. Eddie Daniels from Upper Gornal devoted 56 years of his life to karate and became a master instructor in the style of Shukokai. He passed away peacefully in his sleep at his holiday home in Turkey. He was the highest ranking Shukokai practitioner in Europe after achieving a 9th Dan black belt. During his illustrious karate career, he fought for the All Styles British squad between 1970 and 1975, helping to defeat the all-conquering Japanese team. Mr. Daniel's funeral is due to take place at All Saints Church in Sedgley on March the 5th. Derelict flats in Lye could be turned into housing for a dozen homeless and vulnerable people. Manu Brothers has applied to Dudley Council for the redevelopment of the area above a Bangladeshi restaurant on the High Street. Dudley Council will consider the plans at a later date. Dudley Council's highest paid boss is paid over 20 times more than the authority's lowest paid staff, a report into the authority's wage bill has revealed. Kevin O'Keefe, the borough's chief executive, receives £175,383 a year, while some apprentices can earn as little as £8,190. Analysis by the GMB union also showed the council's 11 most senior officers share a total wage packet of £1.36 million a year. The massive gap has come to light as unions fight for a substantial pay increase after years of rises being pegged to 1% a year. They have rejected a national 2% offer by the local government association on behalf of councils across the country, saying the proposed increase did not consider projected inflation and would effectively result in pay cuts by April 2021. Dudley's opposition Labour group will now raise their concerns over pay when the report is put forward to the next full council meeting on February the 24th. And now here's Chris.
Here's the news for Sandwell. About 180 cannabis plants were seized from a house in West Bromwich after the landlord of the property in Ardav Road Hilltop reported suspicious activity. Officers found dozens of plants throughout the house and are now trying to trace the tenants. Broken tiles, chipped cups and plates are among household items saved from the rubbish tip to be given a new lease of life by internationally renowned mosaic artist Caroline Jariwala. She set up Mango Mosaics after training as a teacher and attending art college. Now she runs workshops and art classes in Bearwood and has developed a social media following, which has attracted clients and pupils from as far afield as Australia. Caroline, aged 54, says she was primarily a painter until completing a master's degree in 2012, where she developed her mosaic skills. Her work can be viewed at mangomosaics.co.uk. Plans to transform a disused piece of land that has become a magnet for fly tipping into shops and apartments have been withdrawn. Jagpal Singh wants to build 4 shops and 8 apartments above them with associated parking on Leebrook Road in Wensbury, but he has withdrawn the application to allow more time to address concerns raised by planning officers. Mr. Singh said the site had lain empty for more than 20 years and the development would breathe new life into the area. Work has restarted on the newly renamed Midland Metropolitan University Hospital. The change of name for the Smethwick Hospital acknowledges Sandwell and West Birmingham NHS Trust's partnership with education providers across the region. It includes collaborations with Birmingham, Aston, Wolverhampton and Birmingham City Universities. The new name was confirmed during an event held at the site in Grove Lane to mark the restarting of work by Balfour Beatty on the multi-million pound site. It comes more than 2 years after the collapse of Carillion in January 2018 left work on the super hospital at a standstill. The hospital had been due to open to patients in 2018. The super hospital is now scheduled to open in summer 2022 to coincide with the Commonwealth Games.